Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Got a lot of people to thank for making today's Lawrence Holmes Show possible. First, I want to thank Zach Zaidman for doing a very capable job filling in. Executive producer Herb Lawrence, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio. And our guest during the show, former Bear and current 49er Robbie Gould, and Bears beat reporter Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic. And it is now time to transition over to the Danny Parkin Show with featured guest Matt Spiegel. Always a pleasure to talk to these two. And I'm really interested in hearing what you guys think about another former Kansas City Chief assistant being hired as a head coach, the latest Nick Sirianni, the Colts offensive coordinator, spent a lot of time in KC, is reportedly the new head coach in Philadelphia. All these guys keep getting hired. None of them are named Eric Bieniemy, and that makes me scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer. And what's up, Zach? And you absolutely nailed it on the name of the show as of now.
I don't know. Featured guest. I didn't appreciate featured guest,
oh,
Zach.
I was
so happy with it felt like you learned, like there was some good development. And then featured guest. Really? I think Dave Wannstedt at 5 o'clock for two segments. That's a featured guest. I'm somewhere between featured guest and an actual
You're with.
Co-host. Yeah, You're I'm with. I'm with. He did the with part, and I loved the with. Nailed the with.
So but featured guest. But
you're not, you're not just Matt Spiegel. I have to give you a title.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, with. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll work on it. But, the smoothness that with which Zach Zaidman delivers radio broadcasts.
He is a professional broadcaster.
It's comfy. It's a comfortable listen.
Much more talented than I am. Yeah.
Better
We're
than
the same
us.
School. He's yeah. Oh, much. Much
yes.
better.
Let me get this right. Hold on. Let me get this right. So
cool.
Coming up, it's the Danny Parkin Show with Chicago sports personality Matt Spiegel.
That works.
Perfect. That is
I'll
absolutely perfect. I'll say this, Zach. Eric Bieniemy absolutely has a gripe, and the question, doubt, accusation, whatever you want to label it, of race being a factor is unavoidable. Like, the best pipeline to NFL coaching in the last decade plus has been top Andy Reid lieutenant. There was a time 2 years ago, maybe three at this point, where 25% of the coaches in the NFL were either Andy Reid or on the Andy Reid tree. 8 out of the 32. I think he's been on 15 interviews. The offense is shattering records. I do think something or some things that are working against him. One, not a former quarterback. That's been like a very in vogue thing to do with these hirings recently. And then this is the other part. Matt Nagy is maybe failing. And Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, but left with a lot of scandal around him. Not in terms of, like, he treated people poorly, but in, like, was it his fault? Was it Carson Wentz's fault? Who had a good relationship where? And I do wonder if the last two top lieutenants for Andy Reid, like getting jobs and one of them already being fired despite winning a Super Bowl, and then the other being Matt Nagy, who will go into next year as probably the coach on the hottest seat in the NFL. Like, I wonder if the struggles of Peterson and Nagy is what's hurting Eric Bieniemy right now.
I wouldn't say that Doug Peterson struggled. I would say that's more an issue of what's happening in Philadelphia as opposed to Doug Peterson. I don't think he became a worse coach. I don't think the Eagles allowed him to do the things that he really wanted to do to fix the situation that was taking place with Carson Wentz. So that's number one. And then in terms of Bieniemy not being a former quarterback, well, neither is Sean McDermott. And you see him in the AFC Championship game. Neither is Ron Rivera, another former Andy Reid disciple. And he is a head coach who has been very successful, now on head coaching job number two in Washington. It's just, and again, Bieniemy may be the next head coach of the Houston Texans. We do not know. But it's just something that makes you go,
Yeah, it's
right
ugly.
Here.
I agree. He's been on 15 interviews the last couple of years. 15 of them.
I think it's absolutely ugly, and it's fair to question everything and to put race out there. And like, I keep thinking about the quote from Theo Epstein when they he said, you know, I got to figure out why I keep hiring people who look like me. You know, it's like Nick Sirianni, but here's the thing. Sirianni is a quarterback guy working for Frank Reich, so the Eagles can say, look, we're trying to solve a very specific situation, which is their Carson Wentz conundrum, and Sirianni worked with Reich, and Wentz was at his best when working with Reich. So, you know, everybody's got their plausible deniability in this stuff very often. It's very rare you get a case where you can look at it cleanly and say, wait, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense. And there is this thought, Danny, that we've talked a lot about, that Andy Reid's offense works when you've got Pat Mahomes, or works when you've got, you know, truly great quarterback play, and doesn't work when you don't have great quarterback play.
Well, I would disagree with that. I would say that it worked with Alex Smith. It worked with Donovan McNabb. It worked with Michael Vick. Very different types of quarterbacks. And I would submit the only guy it really didn't work with was Kevin Cobb when he was in Philadelphia playing for Reed. And we've seen it work with Carson Wentz. We've seen it work with Nick Foles in a small sample size. We've seen it work with Jalen Hurts in a small sample size. So I don't buy that. And you know what? You can't say that Eric Bieniemy doesn't work well with quarterbacks, because Patrick Mahomes will be the guy who tells you that Eric Bieniemy has played a large role in his success, vaulting to the top of the list as the top quarterback in the National Football League.
He will, but I mean, he'll also tell you that, I mean, I think it was Andy Reid said that Pat Mahomes could buy Alex Smith a castle, and he still will not have repaid him for everything that he did for him in his first year. And then Andy Reid is the constant throughout all of it. But here's the thing, man. I mean, a lot of coaches get hired with a lot less pedigree and success and pelts on the wall than Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, like Nick Sirianni, for one.
Yeah, that'd be Cliff Kingsbury would be another that would immediately come to mind. So I'm with you. It's a terrible look. I do think that some of it also is a product of the Chiefs' success and the hiring period and how long they would need to wait. But, you know, Kyle Shanahan got hired after a Falcons Super Bowl run, and that's been something that Niners fans are pretty happy about. So he's worth waiting for. You should wait the extra 3 or 4 weeks for him. But it's a terrible look for the league that is trying to diversify its hiring practices and incentivize it for this guy to still not have a job. But there are others, too. It's not Eric Bieniemy's become the poster child because of the success of the Chiefs and Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. But there are others who have gripes as well.
And well, several of them are on the Bruce Arians coaching staff. I love looking at Bruce Arians coaching staff in Tampa Bay. Byron Leftwich as his offensive coordinator, who he says he basically had to beg to check it out. And he said, Arians said he wouldn't have gotten into coaching if he hadn't gotten Leftwich, because I didn't want to call the plays. And Leftwich did it and said, man, I was born to do this. And Arians said, told you so. And he's got several more. Obviously, Todd Bowles. He's got Keith Armstrong as a special teams coach. He's got three coordinators who are African-American. And a fourth guy, Harold Goodwin, who is the assistant head coach and running game coordinator, who Arian says is the most important guy on the staff. So there are coaches out there who can look past that kind of stuff and find great candidates. And I don't know if Jeff Lurie and the Eagles are among the power brokers who can look past it or not.
And again, Houston's head coaching job is still open, so maybe they are waiting for Kansas City's season to end or Tampa's season to end to hire one of the coordinators we just talked about, either Bieniemy or Byron Leftwich. So we don't know, but
I also know, Zach, I know that the people in Kansas City are shocked that they still have him. I can tell you that. And I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about the organization. Like, they fully expected coming into this year to lose him at the end of the year.
Yeah, and maybe it happens once their season ends, and it may not end until after the Super Bowl, especially now that we see that Patrick Mahomes is going to be practicing, and he's Patrick Mahomes. So they will all... I think they're going to beat Buffalo and end up going down to Tampa to play for the Super Bowl. So it may be a while before Houston makes that decision official.
I love, by the way, Zach, that you thanked yourself at the beginning of your thank yous there. Did you catch that, Danny? You thanked Zach Zabin for doing a great job filling in, because so often the fill-ins do not get the thanks. There's nobody available to thank them. And so you taking care of that yourself was very smart.
Yeah, well, executive producer Herb Lawrence, who does a fantastic job, told me, just make sure you give everyone credit for making today's show possible. So I did.
Did you put yourself first? Because you should have.
He did.
Good.
Well, it's the Lawrence Holmes Show, and I thank Zach Zaidman for doing an admirable job filling in. And then I thanked executive producer Herb Lawrence and the guests that we had during the show. Speaking of which, who are the guests on your show today?
So we're hoping to have Tim Anderson towards the end of the 4 o'clock hour. He should be joining us today. Dave Wannstedt will be on the show in his normal Thursdays at 5 o'clock period. And there might be another surprise in there somewhere. But Tim Anderson and Dave Wannstedt is looking like our guest list today, Zach Zaidman.
It's a good start. Can't wait to listen. Guys, have a great show.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach. We appreciate you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.